love it when that happens, and I don't have to look at my watch. Okay. Or my phone. All right. Roll call, please.
Badger.
Present.
X. Here.
Hi, Lisa.
Metcalf.
Here.
Rogers.
Here.
Tylan. Westcott.
Here.
And Skrull.
Here. Six in attendance. Minutes of the previous meetings for approval. Board meeting July 20th, 2022. May I have a motion to approve? Thank you, Nancy. Second? Thank you, Mallory. Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Public comment.
Sir, I just want to say welcome. Good luck to you, member. And just reiterate some of the comments from last week. I would be very hesitant to take away indirect school. That's a tough decision. I mean, good luck. And, you know, I got to look here. I've seen a lot of splash pads. Having one that can really compare to what a pool brings without a lifeguard anywhere, I think it's tough. It's real tough. Even if it's just a small session, one lifeguard, oranges somewhere with some depth, I mean, it really seems to make a difference between people passing through and making an afternoon of it. I mean, I know there's some neat ones out there that seem very expensive. But I just wish you the best of luck. I hope it goes well. I've never been up there. I would have to say again, but, you know, it's hard to go that direction.
It is.
You know, best of luck. But welcome and good.
Thank you. And I really appreciate that because it's like a different perspective, and I certainly understand that exact concern.
We were just 1-2 weeks ago in Lebanon, Tennessee. It's only 24-foot around, a little circle. It's got a few of the things that spread, you know, but it's not 4-6-inch depth. She's sitting there lifeguarding all day long, but the thing is completely full. You know what I mean? Just completely full. We were there for 4 hours. Never a time. Went all the way around. There's shaded benches all the way around, and it's just full, full, full. It's a very nice park. There's a lot of stuff going on. But it took that depth. You know what I mean? It took their being something because the kids are down in it. You know?
See, and this is exactly was my point to, you know, when we had it in committee, is that I think there needs to be something there.
And then you're right back. And now,
but you do have to hire a lifeguard.
You don't have to
and you don't have to have the maintenance.
I mean,
right? That level, the same level of, you know, all the stuff that goes with the pool.
Yeah,
that is
like,
right.
Look, I had to check. My parents live in Lebanon, Tennessee, so I had to go. And I'll give them
credit.
They got it right. So first time in the movies, like when I was down there, and they're like, "You're not from here, are you?" And I said, "No, I'm not." And they asked me where I was in Springfield. And I'm like, "How did you know?" And they said, "You said Lebanon." And
I said,
yeah, they live in
Lebanon.
You got it.
You have to work on how you say Cairo, because it's not just Cairo. It's like
Cairo.
Yes. Thank you. Much appreciated. Okay. Anybody else? Grants and marketing.
Motion to authorize staff to apply for a $370,000 Tourism Attraction and Festival Grant to replace the conservatory dome at Washington Park Botanical Garden.
Thank you. A second?
I'll second.
All right. We have a motion and a second. This is 100%, right?
No. This is a grant that we could apply for $750,000 grant max, but they give strong preference to grants that are 50% funded
or less.
So we're choosing to limit our ask and not get greedy. Hopefully we can get half of it. 375 was half. The board wanted to go a little under 50%, so we made it 370 at $370,000. And as we don't need action on this tonight, but our portion of the match would come from the generous bequeath that we received from the Corey and Corey family and the Dolan family.
Okay.
That was about $460,000, so that would fund our portion of it.
Fantastic. I have a motion and a second. Any other questions?
Who's the second?
Me.
And then the second.
Nancy. Roll call.
Badger.
Aye.
Eck.
Aye.
Metcalf.
Aye.
Rogers.
Aye.
Westcott.
Aye.
And Skrull.
Aye. 6 ayes and no nays. On to regular business, we need a motion to authorize staff to utilize district cooperative purchasing agreement with Omnia to purchase and install Enos Park playground equipment from the previously approved redevelopment plan as outlined in the development agreement with the City of Springfield for amount not to exceed $220,000. May I have a motion?
I move.
Thank you. And a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further questions from committee?
Just one point of clarification.
Yes.
That money is all coming from TIF funds from the city through our development agreement. So once we get those projects wrapped up, we'll submit payment from the city.
Great. Okay. I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Badger?
Aye.
Eck?
Aye.
Metcalf?
Aye.
Rogers?
Aye.
Westcott?
Aye.
And Skrill?
Aye. Six ayes and no nays. We also need a motion to accept the low bid and authorize staff to negotiate and execute a contract with R.L. Ballantyne Construction in the amount of $649,000 for the museum grant Langer Lemur Habitat for the Henson Robinson Zoo.
Can I interrupt for 1 second?
You may.
Get a motion on that. So just a little bit of background information for the board on this, because I think we'll probably ask for a slight adjustment to the way the motion is written up on the agenda. So we've got some good news and bad news related to this grant. As a reminder, this was a project that is funded through a museum grant that we previously received. It's a $750,000 grant. This project was bid out once before. As a reminder, we got one bid for $1.5 million. That was absolutely unacceptable to us. We went back to the drawing board. We downsized the projects. We got rid of all the bells and whistles. We went out to bid again. We had the second bid opening on Monday of this week. This time we attracted two bidders. Ballantyne was the low bidder. Their base bid was $649,000. But this base bid does not include the outdoor exhibit area. It's only the indoor holding area. And part of the requirement to fulfill the grant is we have to do not just the indoor area, but also the outdoor area as well. So we bid that outdoor area as an alternate to give us a couple options. Ballantyne's bid for the alternate area was $226,000, which brings the total contract amount up to $875,000. So, obviously we have $750,000 in grant funds. We have an $875,000 contract that we're considering action on tonight. So we're over budget by $125,000. Now, to continue on the bad news theme here, there's other costs associated with the project other than just this contract. We have various engineering fees, there's topographical mapping that we've done, legal ads, and a whole slew of other things for a total of an additional $155,000. So the $875,000 contract that the board is considering tonight plus the $155,000 brings the grand total for this entire project to $1,050,000. So if we use the grant, $750,000, bottom line, we have a $300,000 overrun on this project. That's not a small number for us. We do think that this is a worthy project. We would like to continue with this project. We have $750,000 of grant funds that we do not want to give back. That has a broad range of other implications. When you give back grants, and obviously there's a lot of grants open now, and we want to make sure we maintain our eligibility for future grants and so on and so forth. Plus, we need a lemur and langur building at the zoo. So we want to find a way to try to move forward with this project. We have a couple ideas we wanted to kick around with the board and see what the board may be interested in doing here. So now there's a little bit of good news here. Staff recommends that we use the DeFrades grant. We got a bequeath from Patricia DeFrades in 2020 for $158,000.
You should name it like the DeFrades exhibit. I'm serious. I mean, if they're going to come in and save our bacon on this project to the tune of $158,000, I think it would be a nice thing to do to this you know, exhibit made possible by, you know, the Brady's family, something to that effect.
We've got the least
we could do.
we should find a nice way to honor that contribution. We've got some obligations on grant-funded projects, and
We can do it, though. Yeah. We can figure that out.
We should certainly find a way to do it. And I think that that would be a great legacy and certainly honor the intention of the donor, because they wanted to use it specifically at the zoo. And what a great way to, you know, to not use it for operational things, but to something that's going to stand for a long, long time. So that's our first recommendation. If the board is warm to that idea, that leaves roughly $142,000 left to fund. So there's a couple options that the board can consider. We've kicked this around with staff internally. I know, Leslie and I, we've had a conversation earlier about it as well. There's a couple options. One would be to take it from the 2024 bond issue, and there's good and bad things about all these options. The bad thing about that is we have limited bond funds, and we have a lot of obligations for those bonds.
And there's already money that we've already obligated out of that bond issue. So that's my concern. Go ahead.
Yeah, we share that concern as well. So some of those other obligations that we already have on the 2024, we know that we were now awarded the Kiwanis Oswald grant. We funded the lion's share of that grant, our match in that grant, from the 2022 bond. But we do need at least an additional $150,000 from the 2024 bond to get the Kiwanis Park redevelopment accomplished. We also know that we have some commitments for vehicle leases that we've committed to. We know we have demands for the chiller unit at the Nelson Center. We know we have demands for the roof at the Nelson Center. Is I missing another one?
No, that's
about right. Okay.
So the vet pool
is a $600,000 grant request, and there's no match. But the vet pool project, we think, is going to be about an $800,000 project. So although it doesn't require a match, we're going to have some skin in the game to accomplish what we want to accomplish.
So why don't you explain what the alternative is?
So this is attractive for us. If the board is would not like to commit that, some other options that the board may consider would be the 2020 bond contingency fund. We have $160,000 in the 2020 bond contingency fund that we have not yet used. That's also very attractive to us. That's money that's already bonded, and this is a bondable project, of course, and we've not yet committed it to anything.
Did you say 20 or 22?
2020.
Okay.
Yep.
How much was that, $220,000?
$160,000.
And the ask out of that is about $142,000 or so. So that has great value to doing it that way. The other option would be to consider fund balance. We were trying to run some numbers on committed fund balances and non-committed fund balances. I don't know if you have anything that you could share with the board on that, Stephen.
Well, I'm not excited about the comment we had earlier about the 2024 bond, promising money before we have it.
Yeah.
I just say I put the fund balance in the same vein, talking about using fund balance, but we don't know what that's going to be at the end of the year. The best I could do is project it.
Okay.
And I'm not looking at a lot of funds. My recommendation is that we use the contingency fund, because that's a fund I know we already have.
And I'm fine with that. But for my own edification, I would like that number.
Yeah.
Because I know between there have been several things that have happened that should have grown that balance significantly, and not to mention the $1 million donation we got, that we didn't account for, the $1 million.
Those are restricted.
I understand, but
So I start with the fund balance and then subtract restricted funds from that to get something that's an available fund balance. And then we push through the cost of operations, the net cost of operations, to get kind of a net fund balance.
Okay, I'd be interested in getting that number.
I pretty much have it, and I'm not confident that it's like perfectly tied down, but I have a ballpark where I know.
And what was the PPRT overage from what we anticipated?
Last year, I don't know offhand, but
it was.
It's buried in fund balance now.
I understand.
Yeah, and so that's what I'm looking at. It's fund balance. I'm saying, what do we have available? Okay.
Yeah, it's not restricted. Okay. It's not committed. We're not limited on what we can spend.
All right. Yeah, I'll look forward to seeing that number and having that conversation with you.
So we would recommend either one of those options, the 2020 bond contingency fund or 2024. In the end, you know, that those all kind of get lumped together anyway, but the good thing about the 2020 is that's money that we've already bonded. Those are tax receipts that we've already collected.
Yep,
right?
It's fine.
So
I think that's a good solution. So I don't want to, for going forward, I don't think we should put anything else unless there is an emergency. I don't think anything else should go against the 2024 bond, just to be aware.
I agree.
Because we have other places, as you very quickly discovered, from our conversation, we have other places we can go if the board really wants to do something and that don't impact that bond issue. So,
where are we at requesting an extension from DNR? Because my conversations with them is that we're not the only person in this boat where materials are expensive.
Yeah.
Contracting is expensive. People are unable to complete projects under their grant.
Yeah. Yeah. We've had many conversations with IDNR. They've approved an extension for us. You know, we gave us, I think, another 12 months.
She said you could have a letter in by December. Yeah. She already approved our change order, and she told us the same thing. We are not the only ones that are going through this. We'll get to sign that letter and give it to her in December.
Yes, sir. The timing won't be an issue.
Yeah.
It won't be. They've committed to extending it. What they can't commit to is additional funds. That would be great.
Mm-hmm. For the record, I'm not comfortable doing anything with 24 bond funds. We have
great.
So many things going on.
So before we know about that, are we going to decide where those funds are going to come from?
So if the board is open to this, let me read a motion that I think encompass what the board is looking at. The motion would be to accept the low bid and alternate number one and authorize staff to negotiate and execute a contract with RL Valentine Construction in the amount of $875,000 for the museum grant Lemuranger Habitat at the Hinton Robson Zoo, with funding coming first from the bequeath from Patricia DeFrades in an amount approximately $158,000, and the balance of funding coming from the 2020 bond contingency fund.
Yeah. Everybody okay with that?
Yeah.
And the balance is about $142,000.
Correct. Correct.
May I have a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Thank you. And a second?
I'll second.
All right. CJ, you look like you have something you need to say.
I more of a statement. I think, I get the sense, and I think I would agree that, I think we want to stay away from 2024. I'm not opposed to looking, depending on what fund balances are, to see, but, you know, I'm cautious there as well, but I wouldn't rule it out, right? But, I mean, unless I'm missing something, the 2020 contingency seems like
a no-brainer.
A no-brainer, right? Because, I mean, and we don't know. This is all, if it's just, you know, sunshine and roses for the next, like, what happened, you know? Like, we don't have an infinite amount of money, you know, something, you know, goes awry, which it happens, right? Like, why we don't want to tinker with 2024 is that things aside when we don't know what's
going to
blow up.
Yeah, and remember last cycle, you know, in committee, you know, that's why I was pumping the brakes on those bond funds and some of the grants that we go after. It's great to receive some money from the state to help with various projects that are needed, projects in our community, but it is costing us a lot of money to get these free grants, right? And so we need to be aware of that. You know, we are obligating some 2024 bonds already, right? And you know, we've talked about those things. We wanted to try to take advantage of those grants because grants were, they were dry for a long time, and now there's some grant opportunities available, but I will again continue to caution the board on exactly what the board is saying as well, looking at those future funds and committing those.
Right, yeah. We just look at all the things we've been able to do the last few years because of the generosity of all these folks.
It's been amazing.
That would be all things we had to pull out of bonding, or we had to pull out of just regular fund balances. I mean, so I think there's been some great things, you know, from the generosity of the governmental bodies that, you know, like how many people willingly give money to governmental bodies, but we should be proud of that, you know, I'm very grateful for that.
Some of those
right.
Oh, no question.
Yeah, and so I think, you know, if we have the wherewithal to do some of these things, like let's do them right, maybe a little bit of pain on the front end, that we're smart with it, you know, like I think it makes sense in the grand scheme of things.
I think, though, that I would like to have this come up in Finance Committee next month where we, you know, discuss, and I'll have a preliminary conversation with staff, but I'd like to discuss what's there. You know, because we do have a, you know, we do have a cushion. We have a rainy day. And nobody wants to go there because you're going to need it. But, you know, I just want to understand it, and I think the board should understand it. Instead of it being some nebulous thing out there, we hear a little bit of this and we hear a little bit of that. You know, we should understand that. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
So it will come in front of us again if we do have to dip into 2024 bonds.
Yeah, they won't. That would have to be the board voting on it. Don't worry about that.
In a year and a half.
But we're not there. They understand.
Okay.
I think the board has sent a very clear message.
I mean, I am leaning toward a no vote because I feel like with that extension, if we waited, we could get a more affordable bid. However, I don't want to defeat the generosity of these grants that we've been able to do so much for the district. So this is what I'm really torn on.
Is there any hope that if we wait that it would get better, that the price would go down?
We've bid it twice already. By rebidding, it'll cost us an extra $50,000 just to rebid it. So, you know, our costs will go up substantially just to go through that a third time. And at that point in time, you have the same contractors looking at the same project, and they're like, I'm not even working with you anymore. I go through all this work to submit these bids, and you just turn them down and rebid it and turn them down, and, you know.
Yeah, you're getting bid bonds and everything else.
Yeah.
To come to play at the table.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't make any good for us.
And some of these contractors bid on other projects, and so, I mean, there's a double-edged sword, you know. So I get it. I'm very conservative by nature. You guys know that about me. Or those that don't know me, you will learn soon. I'm cautious with regards to our finance. We do have some fund balance. We should have that discussion. I agree with you, Leslie. We can prepare that for next month. But I will tell you that our expenses continue to increase.
Could there be a comparison on there maybe on some of the things like what is, you know, like where the balances are in here now, but like what are the pressures?
I would
just for my own education, I'd like to see that.
Okay.
From a payroll, like, you know, we all know that there's going to be, you know, increases in a mandate like statute, all those sorts of things. So how does that take off? Because, I mean, it'll give us a snapshot, but what is that when we go out 1, 2, 3 years and we all know, like, payroll, I mean, you can't, like, get it, I'm not a penny or whatever, but we all know, like, minimum wage is going to go up to this, like, that's going to be insurance, like, I would just like to see how that's hard.
Absolutely,
out.
And you know, look, it's going to be, we'll look at that, we also have to look at, if we're going to, and I think we should look at both sides of the equation. Because, you know, the revenue piece and what we anticipate that to be going out a couple of years and the expense piece and how that compares. I mean, staff has done an exceptional job of managing that, that balance. But we, the board should look at that as well. And not only that, I do want to understand, So given the increase that we know is coming in expenses and the increase, you know, in all likelihood there'll be some increase in revenues, you know, what's the gap? What do we anticipate, given the pressures we know about, what will be the gaps, and how does that compare to our current balances? So I just think that that's a good conversation to have for the board to understand.
Agree. Yeah, we can put that together. There's a lot of moving parts. Golf is absolutely booming right now. You know, that won't happen forever, right? It was just 4 or 5 years ago we were operating golf at a $750,000 loss annually, and now we're about to break even, right? So we would assume that that's going to taper off at some point in the future. Don't know exactly when. Minimum wage.
Not soon if my son has anything to say.
Good. We hope everybody is of that same thought
process. Maybe his wife says.
Hey, true.
The real boss.
Minimum wage, we did the calculation on minimum wage when that passed, and that was an extra, when it topped out at $15 an hour, that was an extra $650,000 a year in payroll costs. So there's a lot of moving parts. I agree. Let's get that to the board. Let's have those discussions so we have a clear understanding of, you know, what that future is going to look like.
Okay.
I think it's a good exercise, probably, because I feel like, you know, being here about 7.5 years, it's been good, but, you know, I think it'd be a good exercise, not only for
for all of us.
I think we all understand the predicament and are trying to be as cautious as possible.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, the animals do need a good place to live.
But it is good for the board to understand exactly where we stand currently, what's flexible, what's not. And then as we go into the budget, I know you love this, as we go into our budget season, which we're about to enter into soon, then, you know, we will have a better understanding of those pressures, but also of what can be moved around a little bit.
Get your ratchet even cloak on and go into the dark room.
Oh my gosh. All right. Thank you guys.
So we have a motion and a second on the floor.
Yes. Anything further? Roll call, please.
Badger?
Aye.
Eck?
Aye.
Metcalf?
Aye.
Rogers?
Aye.
Westcott?
Aye.
And Skrull?
Aye. 6 ayes and no nays. We also need a motion to approve the May 2020... May? That can't be right.
Yeah, that's a typo.
Thanks. July.
It should be July.
Thank
right.
you. Okay. Like, did we miss something back a couple months ago? Sorry. No, no worries. Don't worry about it.
Worrying about summer starting all over again.
Yes. Actually, I would love that. Can we do that? Can we arrange that?
I was going to approve May, but I'm not that sure.
All right. Did you hear that on the finance chair?
Yeah.
Okay. So I need a motion to approve July 2022 Statement of Claims and Visa Bills. Thank you. And a second? I have a motion and a second. Further discussion, questions? Roll call.
Badger?
Aye.
Eck?
Aye.
Metcalf?
Aye.
Rogers?
Aye.
Westcott?
Aye.
And Skrull?
Aye. 6 ayes and no nays. Anything else? For the good of the cause, just by the way, my thanks to Amanda and her crew. Marty was out there. Sean was out there. Mallory was out there. It was, and I don't want to take up everybody's time, but I just want to tell you, it was
tremendous feedback from the community.
I mean, there had to be well more than 500 people at Comer Cox Park getting backpacks, getting laptops, but not just that. And the kids were grinning from ear. But they were playing in the splash pad, and they were playing on the playground in the Fit Park. And motion to adjourn, please. And a second. All in favor? Aye. Anybody opposed? Thanks. What a great job. You guys did just a rock star job.
I did not get that one.
Did you get that one?
No.